The most important thing is for us to identify the critical issues which are most important for the Commonwealth to obtain what members are saying they want, which is a higher ambition and speed to deliver the things that we need to deliver in order to restore our ocean and to generate the sort of technological, scientific knowledge we need to do that which is right. That's particularly important for those who want climate justice, because a number of our states are deeply concerned that they may, with the sea level rise, lose their landmass. So the members are very clear that they want to have a declaration which expresses accurately the higher ambition that the Commonwealth has in relation to preserving the ocean. From the Caribbean, African, and the Pacific perspective, they know full well what this existential crisis feels like. They're touching it, they're tasting it, they're feeling it every day.
So, Madam Secretary General, what steps do you think can be taken to pave the way for the adoption of the declaration at the CHOGUM 2024?
Well, the first thing we need is for our ocean ministers from the 56 countries in the Commonwealth to agree what should go into that declaration, because the declaration will be the expression of their hopes, their aspirations, and indeed their commitment to action. What will then happen is there is a whole process which will be capable of being gone through. We have a meeting of all the senior officials before CHOGUM. We have a mission of the council or the committee of the whole, which is all of the Commonwealth countries. The matter then goes to the foreign ministers, who have a meeting usually in the margins of the UN General Assembly, and then that preparation is ready for the communique, which will be discussed at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting itself, and hopefully will get endorsement. But what's so important about the fact that this meeting of all of our available ocean ministers here in the Cyprus first, is we have a number of other meetings coming up. There's the meeting in Antigua, the SIDS meeting, the Small Island Developing States meeting. There's then the African Union meeting that will take place. Then there will be the Pacific Island Forum meeting. So this is a build-up, and it's really important that the higher ambitions, the aspirations of the ocean ministers, who know the most about this subject, who are dedicated to working on this subject, that we get from them what their high ambition is, what they're going to commit to do. And what we know is when the Commonwealth commits to do something, it gets done. So if you look at the real change that has been brought about by the Blue Charter, we didn't just sign it, we had action groups, and those action groups have been working, and we know we have the empirical data which demonstrates that they have made a difference. And we are determined, all of us, that this declaration will make a difference too. It will be a call to arms.
So, Madam Secretary General, before you go, let me put it this way, what are your expectations and major takeaways from this meeting?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that we will hopefully have an agreed declaration, but we're also hoping that the ministers will commit to coming together for a working group on how we raise the finances that we need to deliver. We also are hoping to launch a toolkit in relation to gender and climate, because these issues are important.